night. Let's head across to the UK. Russell Milton is our footballing expert over there, and he joins us on the line. Russ, good morning to you.
Good morning, Maisie. Good morning, Scott. Hope you're both well.
Oh, we're good, Russ, but our heart broke last week.
Have we not talked to Russ?
No, we haven't. Yeah. So, Russ, I think we broke every broadcasting rule in Australia and the UK and around the world by Half and Whitey last week basically commentating Cheltenham's game. They were riding it with you. How have you felt in the last 7 days? You were hoping to move up to League One, but unfortunately came unstuck in the second leg of the playoff.
Yeah, I know. We thought we did the hard bit by winning away 2-0. You know, no one really knew how everyone was going to perform because of being off for 3 months. And, you know, we literally had 2.5 weeks to train and get ourselves up to speed. It was the same for all four teams in the playoffs. But we did really well away from home, won 2-0. Didn't look quite comfortable. Didn't look, you know, in any sort of trouble, really. And we really, at home, we just had to see the game out. Didn't have to do anything dramatic. Northampton come at us from the off, and you know they brutalised the game, if you like, and ran over the top of us. We couldn't really turn it around. Didn't help by giving them two bad goals. The second and the third one were if it was a Sunday morning player who had just come in from the pub, you would have said, "What the heck's he doing?" Yeah, our players were doing it, and they've been magnificent all season. You know, we hadn't let 3 goals in all season. We hadn't lost by more than one. And we were by far the stingiest defence. So, it was a game out of the blue, really. None of us could really put our finger on it. And the fact that Northampton on the night were just after us and never let go. And once we give them that little bit of a sniff of a chance, that was it. You know, they took it. And fair play to them. They went on to win the final 4-0 against Exeter at Wembley. So, you know, the turnaround from them as well, from the first game to the next two, you know, the our game in the final was dramatic. So fair play to them. I mean, the good thing about us is we've kept most of the squad for next year. So we've got 15, 16 players still there. We just need 2 or 3, 4 maybe loan players and maybe 1 or 2, you know, long-term signings. But it was a good season overall, and no one expected us to finish fourth. You know, it's philosophically, you've got to look at it like that, I suppose. But it was disappointing to get so far and not quite get over the line.
Clearly the goalkeeper's been let go, Russ.
Yeah, he was on loan from Wigan. he was out, and Wigan have just gone into administration today, haven't they?
Because
of the coronavirus issues. But we would have him next season. He was fantastic for us. He only came in January because our other goalie broke his leg, Scott Flinders, and he was really good, young lad. But he got man of the match in the first game because he was, you know, he was everywhere. Really good he was. But second game, yeah, different goalie. We were like, who's that in goal? It's his twin brother.
It was heartbreaking, and unfortunately, Russ, we're not coming over soon. Our outside broadcast has been put on hold, so we'll wait till you're in the playoffs next year, and we'll be heading over for that, hopefully with a few less coronavirus cases in the UK.
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah. Hopefully we'll go straight up, so we'll be automatic, so you can come over for the last game or two, yeah.
I don't mind the drama, though, Russ, of heading to Wembley. That would be good fun. So, fingers crossed.
If you can get up, that's the best way to go, isn't it, yeah?
Yeah, fingers crossed for next year, which won't be too long as well, because the season has run so late. You'll be starting again in about 5 weeks' time. I wanted to ask about the Premier League, and obviously a lot of focus on the top of the table with a lot of the big teams up there, but what about at the bottom of the table? We know Liverpool closed out the Premier League title this week, but looking down the bottom, you've got Watford on 28 points, West Ham 27, Aston Villa 27, Bournemouth 27, and Norwich City on 21. Who's most likely out of that bunch? I know Norwich are a long way behind. Who's most likely out of that bunch to head down?
All five of them have started really poor, haven't they? There hasn't been a win amongst them yet. There's only been one draw. So, and saying that, West Ham are just they're 2-1 up against Chelsea. Yeah. So, I mean that would be a huge win for them to get them 3 points away from the bottom three. I think Norwich will be down. They've looked okay in their games, but you know, Arsenal beat them 4-0 quite comprehensively a couple of hours ago. Bournemouth look the body. I'm not too keen on the body language of the Bournemouth players at the minute. They got beat 4-1 at home by Newcastle, who were again, you know, they were down in that sort of way towards the bottom of the table. But a 4-1 win for Newcastle at Bournemouth, I think, tells you a lot of where Bournemouth are at the minute. Eddie Howe and Jason Tindall, they've done a fantastic job. But, you know, I'm just starting to think now it could be one season too much for them. Aston Villa, yeah, I think you've got to look at those three. I think West Ham will have enough to get out of it. And I think Watford will be there or thereabouts with them. So it'd be three from those four. But I think you've got to look at Norwich, Bournemouth and Villa. The three that are in there at the minute, I can't really see them getting out. I think Bournemouth have got a real horrendous run as well. So certainly the Norwich and Bournemouth, I think Villa will struggle as well. And Watford will just sneak away out of it as well. But I think West Ham should have enough. You know, they've got enough firepower in their team to get themselves out of it. And a win in, you know, in the next half an hour against Chelsea will be a massive result for them.
And Russ, the name at the top half of the table, which surprises many, Wolves. Explain how they're equal on points with Man United. What's been the secret to their success this year?
Really good side. Play very good football. I've got a good system where they're very fluid. They play three at the back and very energetic. They've got some, you know, they've got some Portuguese international players throughout their team. The manager's been there a couple of years now, and he's Portuguese. He's recruited from you know, the top league in Portugal. And they had these players, two or three of these players, when they were in the league below. So, you know, a lot of these players have been there 4 or 5 years. They did well last year. I think they finished 8th or 9th last year. They've just kicked on this year and done well again. They started back since the break with 3 wins in a row. So they're right on the verge of, you know, you're looking at Champions League places, top four. But them and United are the two form teams, really, that have come into the, you know, the break after the break and playing really well. So, you know, Wolves very good. If I don't know if you've seen them play at all, Scott, but they're, you know, fantastic to watch. I've seen them tear many a good team apart, and you know, they're taking all before them at the minute.
What are Liverpool going to do for the rest of the season? Will they play a sort of secondary team, considering they've sewn up top spot, the Premier League title's theirs, and they don't want to get any key injuries to big players, especially with much more football to come later in the year. How do you think they're going to play the rest of the season out?
Yeah, I think he'll play as strong as he can. He may blood one or two youngsters in and give some fringe players a game here and there. I think most teams will change a few players from time to time because, you know, we've got to fit 92 games in literally 5 or 6 weeks here before the end of July. So, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of it will be governed by how fit the players are, because they're playing every 4 days or so on average, I think. Liverpool are obviously out of the Champions League, so they've not got that to deal with in August. But, I just think most teams will play as strong as they can. They'll look at their, you know, the fitness of the lads that have been playing and rest one or two every now and then and just tick along. I think Liverpool, would love to go and get a record point, so they've still got, 7 games to go? So, you know, potentially 21 points to go, 107. Is it? I think they're on 86 at the minute. So, you know, they'll be going for a record haul, I think. And, you know, fair play to them because they've been magnificent this season. I mean, they and last season, really, because they've only lost one last year, came second. And they've lost one this year as well. So, phenomenal 2 seasons from Liverpool.
Yeah, unbelievable. Russ, thanks for your time this morning. The boys will be back next week and we'll be catching up with you plenty over the next 7 or 8 weeks in the run home in the Premier League in what is the longest season ever.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Yeah, cheers. Speak to you soon.
Russell Milton there, our UK football coach.